Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Apex Legend Tips and Tricks. And today we are talking about Apex. Let's just talk about Apex in general. Where in the stats where Apex is? Apex is one of the most amazing game, the fastest battle royale games out there. Just so you guys didn't know, Apex is one of the fastest battle royale game. It's one of the reason why I love it too. There's many reasons why I love Apex Legend, but this is one of the reason. Is just it's a faster battle royale game that was ever made by a beautiful company that made other beautiful games, Respawn Entertainment. It's such an amazing company with hundreds and hundreds of, you know, gameplay and hundreds and hours of hours that I put into this game. It's amazing. It's Apex Legend is mine forever. I don't think I'll ever let it go. unless if they decide to shut the server at some point, but that's when I will let it go. But for now, no, I'm not letting go of Apex Legend. So yeah, let's talk a little bit of what the newest update is that is coming pretty soon here in a bit here. Okay, when I was reading a little bit about the comments, I'm seeing people say, oh, not the greatest time to launch this cool event. Well, not the greatest time to launch this event in general. I think this is actually the best. I agree. Let me start by agreeing with those people who are saying, oh, it's not the best time to launch an event like this. Because, I mean, like, we had hackers doing the ALGS series. But now, people are like, oh, questioning whether they should play, should or should not play the game. The hacking was big. Is everybody saw it live. It happened big and it happened live online. And definitely the comments is not very kind, of course. But seeing how people reaction to the hacking is hitting a lot of people hard, whether they should or should not buy an event. And this is one of the things that hunts certain games down. And it's one of the reasons why Titanfall 2 was stopped updating it and they stopped just doing things with it. Is because of all the hacking and the cheaters and everybody who was in the game. It made it difficult for sure for people to enjoy the game and have fun with the game. So, excuse me. So having to hear that is what people question the event, not the best time. I actually think for business deals, it is a best time for them, for their business, because to keep the attention going, the business going, they have to release this event so that they can keep people playing their game. So hopefully, I know we didn't get confirmation that the hacking was fixed or anything that the problem was solved or anything. I know we didn't get any confirmation of that. They said they were looking at some things, and yeah, we'll see what happens from there. The season is coming to a close as well. So the when the season comes into a close, it's going to be pretty exciting. We got 4 months, 4 weeks of the season, so 4 or 5 weeks of the season. So it's coming to a close at some point too. So we're super excited. I'm looking forward to season 21 already. Love season 20. I think it was really good. But I think they need to deliver a little bit more throughout the season for us to really enjoy it. I like how the weapon changes. And I do like how they're doing, like, every other season they release a new legend, but I don't feel like we need a new legend. I think we just need more content, and we need more games to be fixed, so that we need people to be loading in games much faster. I mean, they can't control that with the amount of players. I know they can't control that with the amount of players they have. Yeah, I don't know. And let's just see how the game turns out. It might, next season will probably be amazing. I just question it so much because there's just so much that needs to happen for the next season. So yeah, let's just have hopes for the next season that things will be fixed, hacking will be fixed, and everything will be fixed that year. I'm also here to answer some of the questions that you guys may have. Personal questions that some people have asked me. Have you personal questions that they've asked me, come to me and ask me some questions that I did not get a chance to answer. I'm here to answer some of them on the email here. And if you want, join the Discord, guys. The link is down below in the description. Leave any of your questions you want. And join a community in the Discord. The link is just below in the description. It's pretty fun, Discord. I post news and updates and any trailers that you guys want from the Apex Legend. It's all down below the description. So, yeah, let's jump into some of the questions. Before I break down, stay tuned because I'm going to be breaking down more of the updates and the stuff that's going to be coming on Thursday. So I'm going to be breaking it down soon. Gillen says, have you played other games than Apex Legends? To answer that question, Gillen, yes, I have played other games than Apex Legends, but Apex Legends has been my forever game. And it's just been a game that I feel emotionally connected to. And it's a game that I feel like could actually grow to be one of the best battle royale game out there. It won the best battle royale game in the Game Awards a couple of years ago. several years ago, something like that. But yeah, I it's just a game that I still play. I do play Fortnite. I do play Fortnite in there. Actually, that's how I begin playing games. Is I begin with Fortnite, and then I tried Call of Duty. It didn't fit for me, so I started with Fortnite, and then I jumped into Apex Legends. So thanks, Galen, for the question. Yes, that's how I began playing the game, and I still love it till today. Like, it's just been the best game I think I've ever played in my life. Like, there's been PUBG, you know, other games that are out there, and I just feel like there's no other games than Apex Legends. So yeah, Apex Legends is pretty much the only game I play a lot, and except for I play story modes here and there. When I'm not really doing anything, or when it's a story, Spider-Man, you know, Horizon Forbidden West, Zero Dawn, I play those games as well, and I enjoy a lot of story mode games. Pretty much the popular Sony, God of War, Ragnarok, God of War, you know, a lot of those popular Sony games I play. Story mode game, I play them, and I pretty much enjoy a lot of them. Thank you again for that question. And then another question comes from Sophie. Thanks a lot for talking about the legends, and I appreciate you, and thanks for all the hard work. Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Thank you a lot for that encouragement, because that helps, you know. And for a while I'm like, you know, I'm tired and I kind of want to, you know, give up and stuff like that. But I know it's, to make a podcast is not easy, guys. It definitely isn't. Takes a lot of editing, takes a lot of time that you may not have. For example, me, especially doing this frequently, it's like hard, and then you got to plan on doing that, and then I got, you know, work and stuff to do. So it's like you have to try to fit that in through your life, and it makes it difficult for me, for sure. It makes it hard for me to keep breaking down, and also it makes it hard to record the videos and then, you know, mess around and edit with it. And I just wish that I could give you guys more and more proper edits as well, but it's not like I have the money in me to suddenly hire an editor, you know. It isn't that simple. It isn't as simple as that. But yeah, I will keep trying my best, Sophie. Like, thank you for the comments. I will try my best to keep posting. And keep doing some more Apex Legends podcasts here. We got another question from Ella saying, what's your favorite legend overall? Yeah, good question, Ella. My favorite legend overall. That's a really good question because I like all the legends in their own way. If I gotta pick one, it would be Valkyrie. Valkyrie is one of my favorite legends. Let me think about that. No, not her. It has to be Watson. Yeah, it has to be Watson. Watson is probably my favorite legend overall. Not play-wide, but definitely her story, her background story, and her father. And it's just, I think I love that story so much. I think it's one of the best stories out of the islands. And how she's like, I hope I made you proud, Papa. I hope wherever you are, you're cheering for me. Like, that's just one of my favorite legends so much. Like, I love her so much. She's an amazing legend. If you're asking about the storyline, then I have to go with Watson. I do like all of their story, though. All of the story is so touching and emotional in all sort of way. But if it's story-wise, I have to go with Watson. If it's a legend played, like the best legend that I've ever played overall, I have to go with Conduit. Conduit is just the best legend that I've played with. I feel like, you know, Conduit felt like Valkyrie to me. The first time when Valkyrie, like I was angry at Apex every time. You know, I would land, I would die. And I'm like, there's no legends that I can play that I really enjoy, I really love. And I just felt like, oh, I'm going to give up, you know, because it was discouraging me. And it was, just like, a lot of the time I was like frustrated because the legends weren't really working well for me. But then when they released Valkyrie, I was like, yes. That legend worked for me because I could take up in the air and fly, and it worked perfect for what I needed her to do. So flying to get away from certain situation, that was like the best part of the game in Apex for me. And that's what kept me playing Apex, is because of Valkyrie, when they released Valkyrie. But before that, it's like I play Lifeline, Mirage, you know, and Apex was pretty hard for me. In the beginning years, it was just pretty hard. I was like, I would hardly win any game, but now I win a lot of games lately. It's like you have a good teammates, you have a good teammates, and then you play a game and then you win. And all you need to do is you have a good teammate, and that's hard. Sometimes it's not your teammates, possibly you. That's you're having an issue. You're rushing. You're not playing as a team. You're not working together. You're not using the marks. You know. So sometimes that's the reason why losing is easy sometimes. And we got another question from Steven. Says, hey, can you give me any tips on Catalyst? Yes, I can. Catalyst is, thanks Steven for your question. Catalyst, oh, I love her so much. She's one of the best legends in the game. Definitely her abilities to block doors comes in very handy. I've been actually playing her a lot lately. I think she might actually be in my top five best legends of all. Her abilities to block walls, it's pretty cool because a lot of the time I can separate other teams apart and then I can shoot at them because they can't go through the wall. If they go through the wall, they're blind. They get blinded. For a super long time too. Catalyst. Yeah, Catalyst. We're talking about Catalyst. I almost went Conduit. But Catalyst is possibly one of the best legends in the game. And her abilities, like for example, a lot of the time, I know a lot of you guys don't play like this, but I do. Jump into a building, block the doors, use Catalyst to use Callus Technical to block the doors, block the door and put the spikes right on the ground. I think if you're landing into a busy area, for sure. A lot of the time I started using Callus Wall a lot too. A lot of the time I forget a lot. And also, if you knock down a teammate and you know you can't shoot at them because you don't want to waste your ammo, put Catalyst's Technical right on the ground near them or throw at them, and they will get shocked, and it will complete the kill. Like that is that easy if you don't want to waste your ammo trying to finish an enemy. Definitely the best move to do when you don't have a lot of ammo. It's best to do it that way. We got another email from Caden saying, "Hey, love your podcast. Appreciate everything you do. Is there a tip how to get Evo?" Yes. Deal damage, play a control legend or an assault legend. And if you open those packages, and not just that, you get points for reviving your teammate. I think a lot of people forget that a lot. Reviving your teammates actually gets you Evo as well. I know a lot of people forget that, but if your teammates is down, revive them gets you Evo. So that you can upgrade your shields. There was another way to get it. I don't have the list on me right now, but there is another way to get Evo. There's so many ways, and I listed them back in my other podcast. So go check that one too. There's just a lot of ways to get Evo. We get another one from Julie saying, "How does Apex Legend connects to you? Thank you for this podcast, by the way." Okay. Thank you, Julie. How does this podcast connect to me? How does Apex connect to me? I don't know. It's just like the beginning of it. It's just like I love seeing, because I want to make difference. I want to make a difference in the world. And to see a game company that started doing that already is pretty impressive. One of the earliest company, Respawn Entertainment, did Apex Legend, and one of the things that they didn't do, they created a binary character first, and they created they just are changing the world in a lot of ways that a lot of people don't notice. I didn't even notice that myself. It's just like those little details in the game that you don't see much, and my goal is to change the world, to show people everyone is welcome, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter what their backstory is. And Apex Legends is that community for me. It's a community that gathers people all over the place to come around and, you know, enjoy this game. I know a lot of people just think about it like they don't care, and they just think about it battle royale game. And I know there's a lot of people out there who do. For me, it's sort of different. For me, it's not just a battle royale game. For me, it's something more than just a battle royale game. It's something I personally connect to, and it's something I talk about a lot in the podcast, you know. And I don't just talk about it in the podcast, so it's something I talk about in my daily life with even friends of mine who don't play the game. It's also something I talk to people to, and I've gotten a lot of people to play the game. And I just feel like it's just a great community, you know. The accessibility for anybody who doesn't want to talk and doesn't want to chat throughout the map, I just think that is an amazing way to go by, and I think it's incredible. It's really incredible. I love the amazing community. I love how people connect to this game. I love how some people like personally follow the storyline of each Legends, whoever they are. It's just incredible. Incredible. I love this group. I love Apex. It's just a lot. It's just my baby. It's amazing. It's amazing. We got another email from Josh saying, "Hey, love your podcast. Love listening to you every week." Thank you, Josh. And then he says, "I'll never quit Apex Legends. I think Apex Legends connects me more than just a game. It's also part of my life. It's been part of my life since I was pretty little." Yeah. Thank you for making this podcast. I appreciate it. I keep posting more. Yes, I will be doing that. Apex Legend connects me that way too. But I wasn't little when I started playing Apex. I just do connect with it personally. I think it doesn't matter how old you are or when you started. I think to just know the Legends and know that it connects to people personally, it's pretty amazing. It's just a game that I will probably keep playing for the rest of my life. So yeah, it's such an amazing game. I'm about to cry. I'm not gonna cry. But yeah, let's jump into, that's enough question for today. And guys, I appreciate you guys for all of those who have left a comment. Don't be afraid and leave your comments on the Apex Legend Tips and Tricks Podcast at gmail.com. The email is below in the description, just so you guys know. Also, if you want to reach me out on the Discord, it's also the great place to follow. And that is on the Discord as well. So yeah, let's talk about the changes that is coming on Tuesday, because it is impressive how all the changes that are coming on Tuesday, it's gonna change not the way the games play, but it might change the way everything is done from Apex, you know. The death box, of course, looks pretty sick. Shadow Society is a cool event. And I'm sorry for those if I said it wrong in last episode. It's Shadow Society. There's going to be weekly rewards for free that you will be able to unlock by earning game points inside the game. So get ready for that. And the sick outfits that are coming along with Horizon, Lifeline, Ballistic, Octane. Like, these are pretty sick skin. I enjoy them a lot. They look pretty cool. But let's talk about care package. Care package weapons removed. So from the look of it, care package weapons are removed. So it probably wouldn't be spawning weapon anymore. Which is kind of sad, you know. So pretty much the first care packets that drops in the map will not be having weapons in it. Seasonal gold weapons will spawn in their place, though. Pretty much like an R301, RE45, Mastiff, Devotion, and then 3030. So get ready for those weapons changes so that you can go pick up those weapons from the drop. So it's gonna be an exciting, isn't it? The EVA 8 Blast Titan has been tightened. Blast Platins has been tightened. So that's for the EVA 8. And then the Helding improvement. The initial project. Let's see. The initial project size has been increased, which is going to be interesting, isn't it? And it says improved handling. But The sad thing is it has reduced ammo It's reduced ammo to 64. It was originally 96. So the ammo for the EVA 8 will be reduced next Tuesday to 64. So that's going to be pretty sad, but hey, then that way people are not way overpowered in that weapon, because I've seen some people use it like it really insane. So it's crazy. The rampage has been changed as well. So you will see changes to the rampart. To the rampage. And it's going to be interesting to see that changes next Tuesday. Okay, for the wingmen in the care package, ammo has been reduced to 72. It was originally 90. So that one is reduced. It can no longer have equip the one deluxe thread, which they took out already. Optic is no longer locked and can be replaced. So that's good. That's good. The wingman needs, that's not a big change either. But yeah, we got some change. We'll be getting some changes through Legends as well, which should be interesting. For Ballistic, his MU has been removed, which from my understanding is that he can no longer see ammo and grenades like through death boxes, I think. And that's going to be pretty sad because Ballistic is one of the worst legends in the game, I think, so far. Played wise, I think he has one of the worst abilities in the game. And his technical has been increased to level 2. So it's going to last longer, which should be pretty cool for people who love it. New Speed Whistler success hits. So we're going to have a big new, new success. Okay, for Bangalore, some of her update will be changing. Smoke launch has been decreased from smoke, and then her cooldown has been increased to 35. It was 33 seconds. No damage deal. Which means her smoke does not deal damage anymore to enemies when she tosses them. It does not smoke. Yeah, smoke does not deal damage anymore, which is kind of sad. Smoke duration has been increased from 11 to, it was originally 18. So it's now 11 seconds. And then the smoke dissipates faster, so that's part of Bangalore's. And then the Big Bang perk is removed. New technical cooldowns. Oh man, she will be having a new technical cooldown perks soon. Because her original has been removed, so by 5 seconds, so it's pretty much nerfed, but her technical is still there. And then Cover Me no longer tracks a player, so that's pretty sad. Bloodhound, pretty much old and gladsome, has moved to level 2. Technical cooldown moved to level 3, and there isn't that much for a lot of these characters. But these are pretty much a little bit of what there's going to be more changes coming soon to a lot of these legends. And I'm pretty excited. I hope you guys all keep playing Apex Legends, guys. Don't give up on it. Please do not give up on it. Keep playing the game. It's going to help a lot. If you feel discouraged enough that you're like, oh, I'm probably never going to win a game. I was that one person that was like that for an entire year of Apex Legends. I just never got into it that much. I didn't play it that often. I always played Fortnite because I knew I would never get a win. I would get a kill in here and there, but mainly I just had 10, 20 kills, and it just didn't seem like a big deal. But the moment you get that win sign, you go, oh, it's a big deal, you know. And I just get it frequently, so it's not a big deal, but it is still a big deal, you know. But it's exciting. It's exciting to enjoy the game. Deciding to play the game. I'm hoping the ALGS continues. So let me know in the comments if the ALGS continue. I might be a little bit late on the update. I haven't heard anything about the ALGS continuing. So let me know if you know anything about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. You're always the best. All of you guys are always the best for hitting those follow buttons and leaving those 5-star review. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, you're the best, guys. Whether you're in Japan, Canada, you know, across the country, in any Australia, you know, I could name. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna name all way, whether you are from here, because I feel like that's important, so that you guys know. Belgium, Switzerland, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, all my fans from there, I appreciate you guys, thank you so much, Japan, Australia, thank you for those who are listening in Switzerland, New Zealand, Finland, France, Norway, Netherlands, Spain, Italy, South Africa, appreciate you guys all. Mexico, India, and Portugal, you know, thank you, Hungary. You know, everybody, there's so many that are listening. So many people, thousands of people who are listening all over the world. I thank you so much. I thank you and appreciate all my Spotify listeners. You guys are the best. You guys rock. And yeah. Till next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in next podcast. Until next time, peace out.